6PR Breakfast. It's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
For Tony Barlow Menswear. Style, quality and service for over 30 years.
Haggers.
No footy, but a huge weekend. Let's get straight into it, Hags.
Yeah, hello, Baz. Hello, Millsy. Hello, everybody. Wasn't that the classic first weekend after the grand final? All winter, I watched 9 games of footy. First weekend that the footy's finished, you watch about 9 different sports and you get locked. I mean, I must confess, even yesterday, dial flicking, intriguing. It's quite enthralling, I think, is the Bathurst. Yeah. It's long, it's drawn out, but beautiful, it's so coverage. Well presented, you have to keep going back to it. Yeah. Paid attention to the Glory and the Wildcats, naturally, and we'll talk a bit about them. And, of course, Western Australia had another very good interstate one-day victory on Saturday. But, of course, now the footy never sleeps. Whether those that love their other sports or not, the footy doesn't sleep. And AFL trading officially launches today, and we've been across this. A lot of the trades that will transpire over the next week and a half to a couple of weeks, we've all known about, because I think it's the busiest pre-trade period ever, which probably then leads us to believe it'll be the busiest trade period ever. And I reckon the really big story that's going to come out of trading probably today, because one way or another, someone has to knock on the head what the heck's happening with Jesse Hogan. It's been too loud that he might want to come home. So, and Melbourne have been saying just the obvious. Oh, Jesse's indicated to us he wants to stay. Well, Jesse's a contracted player till the end of 2019. Jesse's not going anywhere. We've got plans for him. Well, of course they would have. But if someone says to them today, what about Jesse Hogan? We will give you something that's an attractive as a trade. Then they'll look at it. But I reckon it'll be a question from Fremantle to Melbourne. And that's how the trade, the opening moments take place. All started about an hour ago. It's nearly 11 o'clock in Melbourne now, to go through till about midday, is the initial chats between the clubs. So every club gets together and they throw up names as to who might be on the trade table.
What percentage probability chance Hogan at Fremantle next year?
I reckon it's 50-50.
Really?
I really do. Now, maybe I'm sort of jumping to conclusions on this. It's been too strong for several weeks that he might want to come home after the year from hell the poor kid had, that we all know of.
And family issues, yeah, so, and his own health.
And also the logic, I suppose, in getting home and resettling. But by the same token, if he feels comfortable with a new coach in Simon Goodwin, he hasn't had a full season with him. He only played 10 games in 2017 because of his injuries and his illness. He may well stay for one more season and have a look. But it will be one of the biggest stories, certainly from this town. If he's coming back, I think only Fremantle will be in the race for him. Not West Coast.
Is Tabiner staying at Freo?
I think he is. I mean, Fremantle delisted 5 boys on Friday afternoon ahead of their fairest and best on Saturday night, Bass. And I would have thought if Matthew Tabiner wasn't wanted for Fremantle, he's probably one of them. Now, they either retain him to recontract him, and if he hasn't got a contract, then they're perhaps feeling the way around what interest there might be. And the way
trade
he finished
value.
His finals, yeah, there might be some clubs
well,
keen on
well, he could
on
go to Melbourne for Hogan as part of the deal, ain't
stuff
it?
We've heard. And I can tell you, Fremantle have spoken with the important people around Jesse Hogan on whether he might want to come back, and whatever discussions they've had with Jesse Hogan. Brilliant story in the Sunday Times yesterday. They actually met with Nathan Fyfe early last week, so he's weighing it up as well.
Jack Watso also going. Yeah. What does that leave their forward structure?
Tom McDonald. Okay. I think they want to stay with Tom McDonald.
Play
and perhaps
forward.
Go a little bit smaller and kick the running, crumbing goals. And plus, Petrarca's a developing big hard forward as well.
Daniel Ricciardo finishes third again. There's accusations that he's not being given the car that could win him a Formula One championship.
I've been saying for years, when this kid finally gets a decent car and gets well looked after, he's going to be a world champion, surely. I mean, I agree
very
with
good.
That. Is that an email, did
that's
you
from
say?
From Simon, yeah. He makes
morning,
the
Simon.
Call.
I would have to say, I'd have to agree with that. He doesn't seem to get the best car in his team.
Yeah.
So when he does, he'll be a world champion.
Touched on the cricket briefly. Wildcats and Glory as well.
Yeah, look, Wildcats, didn't they? Kick it off beautifully. Bryce Cotton
how
does his knee set for a great season. And then Damien Martin again. Jesse Wagstaff, when Cotton went off the boil a little bit, Jesse Wagstaff had a brilliant second half, and they ran home. Matt Knight, once again, with injury troubles. Doubtful as whether he plays this week. Perth Glory, defensive troubles
disappointing,
again.
Yeah.
Just got opened up in defence. And just for that couple of minutes before half-time, the Cricketers notched their third straight win on Saturday. What a start from Sean Marsh.
Yeah. Take the contract away from him. Make him hungrier. Look at the results.
282 runs, an average of 94. What I would say about Saturday night, I don't think Brad Hill was a justifiable fairest and best. You can make cases for it, but Fife and Neil were their better two players on the season, right across the season.